Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
Embrace the suck.
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Well, I think we do a decent job for guys who suck.
Dirt and Sprague.
Why do we suck so much?
On the Fan Sports Network.
Here's to those who love not too wisely, no, not too wisely, but too well.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. YouTube, the Odyssey app. Sprague's ripping his shirt off at the end of the show today. It's going to be a fun final hour.
I think this is what they call the fan network, everything you just described.
That is what they call it, and we will be only fans. We will charge you for the last segment today, because if Sprague's going to go shirtless, maybe $5.99 for the final segment, what do you think? What's your going rate for OnlyFans?
Probably going to start the bottom barrel there. We're going to do a three-month special for $6.99.
$6.99? That's actually a good deal for 3 months of Only Brandon's.
Well, if you like what you're seeing from the Only Sprague's.
Yeah.
I'm going to bump that up to $9.99 for the next 3 months after that.
I just am looking forward to you walking around in the office after the show.
It's like, ridiculous.
Kind of walked into this one, but I'm going to hold you accountable to this. The listeners want to see it. You know,
I don't think
they're
all
fired up.
What's the poll question at right now?
Let's see. Poll question is up. Should Brandon Sprague rip his shirt off Hulk Hogan style?
If it's no going into that segment, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
So that means they don't want it.
We currently, I mean, you're going to spam the hell out of these results.
I haven't spammed it. I voted one time and that was it.
37 votes in, just posted it. Mm-hmm. 76% of people say, hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Anybody out there want to do it with me?
Swaggy, you want to rip your shirt off? Polos
That's
are pretty
a nice
tough.
Golf shirt.
Yeah, no, not, this is a nice golf shirt.
This polo was like $100. I'm not ripping this thing.
I mean, you could rip it, but you'd rip the buttons off. Do you think you could rip past the buttons? Because it's kind of stitched really
I
well.
I think I could. I think I could. But I'm not going to.
Well,
it's
I mean,
an expensive shirt.
I said the same thing.
If somebody wants to give me a like fan t-shirt that's laying around the office, I'll rip one off with you.
We should all do it.
Let me get my man boobs out.
Now,
the
what if
segment?
Like two of us did it and one of us didn't?
Nothing's breaking.
You're not living that one down.
No,
soon.
You're not.
No.
Go vote.
It's a thick shirt, all
it's
right?
It's thick, man. It's a lot of cotton. It's 100% cotton.
I just pushed up for this segment. Arms are sore. I didn't stretch. It's all your fault.
I'm going to tear her shoulder out, man. RIP to Hulk Hogan. We got to let to get to in the final hour of the show. Let's start here. We haven't talked a lot about him in the last couple of days. I was surprised, but shouldn't be surprised, considering what you told me about what the reporter has said about this team. Mm-hmm. But I saw this, I was scrolling Twitter during one of the breaks earlier, and I didn't realize this came out yesterday. And I'm like, hey, it connects back to our local institution.
Sure.
On ESPN.com, on their NBA page, they currently have a ranking up. This is Tim Bontemps, NBA writer for ESPN.
That'd also be friend of the program.
Friend of the program.
We had him on multiple times.
Tim Bontemps.
Yeah.
And he did a ranking of the 14 teams in the NBA going through a rebuild currently. Mm. I imagine it's probably the 14 lottery teams that he's ranking.
Yeah,
that's what we would consider, yeah. you know, rebuilding teams.
Sure.
So he ranked them all just in terms of where they're at, where the roster's at, their future assets, the players under the age of 25, how they're going about building it to try and get to the point of competing for a championship. 1 through 14, he ranked them. To the surprise of nobody, the San Antonio Spurs were number one. Duh.
Yep.
Dallas Mavericks just got Cooper Flagg.
Yep.
Duh. Number two.
Totally get it.
If I were to ask Brandon Sprague, and I know you know the answer to this because we talked about it during a break, of those 14 teams, where does Portland fall in your eyes?
Well,
because you're not matching San Antonio and you're not matching Dallas with Cooper Flagg.
So you're talking my eyes?
Just your eyes.
Like I think Bontemps is doing.
If you were ranking these 14 teams, so your teams are obviously those two I mentioned, Atlanta, you know, go through Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Toronto, Utah, Charlotte, New Orleans, all the teams, Phoenix, all the teams that weren't in the playoffs.
What? Okay, so I hate asking so many qualifiers.
Yes.
Are we talking like, what's the window here? 10 years, 5 years? Are we
it's
talking
just
next
how,
year?
How you're going about building to win a championship in any way, shape, or form. And I think the three main criteria that he's counting are players under the age of 25 on your roster, tradable future first-round picks, and players on rookie-scale contracts. So basically guys that are on cheap contracts, the number of assets you have to play with, and the number of young players that you have on your roster.
I would say somewhere in that 6 to 9 range.
6 to 9 range?
Yeah.
Nice.
I like some things that they're doing. I totally see the vision of other parts. I have questions, and I wouldn't say concerns because the money doesn't involve me, but like I understand that Drew and Dame are happy to play together. There is a third-year point guard wedged in between them there that they're either going to have to admit publicly we made the worst pick because of the top four picks. So far, he's the worst one, even though Miller got hurt last year.
Yeah.
And then like the poo-pooing of just no big deal, our seventh pick from a couple years ago, it might not be very good or physical or, you know, a leader in any way. It's okay.
We might be bringing him off the bench all year this year, depending on how what's going to look.
The one thing I don't agree with people is the idea that your seventh pick and your third pick that you thought were the staples are just not good and you're going to have to move on, no problem. I have a problem with that. Like, that's not... I can like some of their moves, and I can also point out that, like, the fact that you missed on both those picks, that matters. And you can try to buy your way out of it, but I don't know if buying 36-year-old Dame off an Achilles and 37-year-old Drew Holiday making $37 million in a couple years is going to buy you out of it. So I like some of their moves. I like the upside of Donovan. Young looked really enticing. We'll see what that is in the regular season. Obviously, Tumani and Denny. After that, there's some kind of puzzling moves to me. I'm willing to let them play it out and find out. But yeah,
sure.
Somewhere in that 6 to 9 range, okay. I would put it of the 14 teams.
I think that's more than fair. I will tell you, I think one of my favorite traditions on the Blazers here in the last, well, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years, I get labeled a negative Nancy when it comes to Portland Trailblazer basketball.
Sure.
I'm the Debbie Downer of the Blazers on this show.
Yeah.
And I love when people take my negative takes and call me an idiot or claim that I don't know what I'm talking about. And then I read or hear things from national voices that just reiterate everything that I say. I can't tell you the number of times we've had Ben Golliver on the show and he's like repeating the same exact stuff I'm saying about roster construction.
Yeah.
Why is this guy here? Why is this guy playing?
Conspiracies of moves.
Exactly.
And what it means.
And then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm an idiot, but he's a national voice and he's a genius. So he knows what he's talking about, but I don't. So let me read the writing here from Bontemps, and I'll tell you where he has them ranked to the 14 teams.
I almost nailed it on my guess because I didn't see the article before you did.
You're very close.
Said, where do you think he has them? I've heard Tim Bontemps a couple times this year talk about the Blazers, so I had a rough idea of where he was going to be.
Here is what he wrote. The strategy, for a few years now, quote, the Blazers have felt like a team trying to execute multiple strategies at once under general manager Joe Cronin. Who could have possibly argued that? Interesting. The team has drafted a series of young players high in the lottery, Scoot, Shaden, Klingon, and yet has had all of them repeatedly blocked by older veterans for playing time. Has anybody argued that? I wonder. Anybody?
Okay, we get it.
Okay, sorry.
All right,
I'll
Dion,
stop doing that.
Nice stepping over here.
Do you believe now? This offseason, Portland traded for Drew Holiday, now in his mid-30s, and for the second straight year used a first-round pick on a center, Yong Hanson, an intriguing player who will need time to grow his game. This is also a roster brushing up against the luxury tax, and while plans on building on last season's strong second half, Portland was over 500 and had one of the league's better defenses, time will tell if it's a solid play against a soft schedule or signs of true growth. He continues, Portland, welcome back Damian Lillard on Thursday, signing into a three-year, $42 million contract. His return gives the Blazers leadership presence in their next generation that is developing. Sharp and Henderson are intriguing talents who require more consistency to take that sort of leap. Mm-hmm. Klingon can be a menace defensively, but selecting Hansen this year leads to questions about his future, too.
Yep.
Two and Denny have been quite good on below-market deals, could earn big deals in the coming seasons, removing some of their surplus value. Portland is clearly operating like a team that believes it can get into the top 10 in the Western Conference this season, evidenced by the Holiday deal. The path to chasing a top four seed, however, is years away. And Tim Bontemps, of the 14 teams rebuilding currently in the NBA, has the Blazers ranked 10th. The only team that he has behind them are
I disagree with some of these teams he has above them.
Okay, we'll go through them. So the teams behind Portland are Chicago, Sacramento, New Orleans, and Phoenix. Phoenix has no future first-round pick, so that's, they're in dead last there.
Can I push back a little bit? I don't want to defend Phoenix, because what the hell are they doing?
Yeah, fair.
Devin Booker,
He's a pretty good player. Better than anybody on our roster?
It's a nice start point. Devin Booker would be easily the best player of...
Would we take him on our team?
Yeah.
Would he start over Shaden Sharp?
Yep, anybody.
Okay.
Name him. Over.
The number nine team, slightly one pick ahead of us, or one team ahead of us, Toronto. It's number nine.
I'm
11 players under 25, four future tradable first-round picks, and six players on a rookie-scale contract.
Toronto has been now for 2 years a team. I'm like, why are they not better? And I don't know if that's just coaching, because I look at the roster. I'm like, I think I like some of these guys. Weird team.
Who is the Raptors coach now?
Because
they fired what's-his-nuts, right? Isn't he in Philly? Where did Nurse go? Who won the title?
Yeah, he's in Philly.
He's in Philly?
God, isn't it a year? Yeah, it's Darko...
Oh, that's right.
I don't know how to say his last name.
Sure. Eight is the Brooklyn Nets.
Disagree with this.
Okay. 12 players under 25, nine tradable future first-round picks, and seven players on a rookie-scale contract.
You know, if Demon ends up being a stud, cool, man. But you can't just tout the age of people, and that's, you know, I know there's other factors here, but... Sure. They've always been the, Brooklyn's got money. And then they get nobody.
They do nothing.
And even when they got people, it blew up in their faces with KD, Kyrie, and James Harden. I am not touting their underage of 25 group. What on that roster makes you excited?
No, I couldn't. I don't know if I could name used three players on the Nets
roster. They used
all five
of their first-round draft picks. That was like NBA history.
They did.
So I'm going to push back on Brooklyn. I don't know if Brooklyn knows what they're doing.
Can we play the fun game of how many Brooklyn Nets can Jason Swigard name? No, he shakes his head no.
That's okay, but that's kind of the point, right?
But that sums up the point. The Utah Jazz are 7.
I'm going to push back here. I'm going to old takes expose myself on this. They're clearly going for DeBanza.
They got Danny Ainge, man. Ace Bailey, baby.
Yeah, man. Once upon a time, the Danny Ainge thing like meant a little more for me.
Carried some weight.
His son's running it, not him. They're going to be bad. And I think they want to be bad again. So, like, okay, good luck. Maybe that will pay off, and they will get DeBanza, and that will change their favor or their fortune. But I've looked at Utah going, I don't know it, get it at all. I have no idea what they're doing. Lauri Markkanen's probably going to get traded. If he's not, then okay, he's going to be there by himself. Walker Kessler, people tout that. Okay, he's a good player, but all right.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Utah's doing.
How about the next superpower of the NBA coming in at number 6 after the drafting of Con Knipple, the Charlotte Hornets?
I agree with it. I like Charlotte. I know Charlotte's not to be trusted. I look at Charlotte and I say, why can't they be a version of the Pistons? I don't know if they have a Cade Cunningham for sure, but I thought Con had a really good summer. I don't know. I kind of like the way they're going. They're operating on, let's just throw some darts at wings and
see if it works. Get some athletic cats and see where it goes.
Washington's very similar to this to me, too.
Well,
like
Washington is number 5.
They just have parts that you go, I'd like that. I wouldn't mind having that.
That's a good little player.
Like, hey, why don't the Wizards? I had somebody go, why don't the Wizards just trade us Corey Kispert? I'm like, if you're the Wizards, why wouldn't you not want Corey Kispert?
Yeah.
I don't care who they drafted.
Your top 4 then is Philadelphia 4, Atlanta 3, and then I mentioned the top 2 are Dallas and San Antonio. So it seems like you would have had Portland ahead of, I mean, not a huge difference.
Not a big jump.
You know,
but
a couple
different of
teams, though. Utah, Brooklyn, maybe. Yep. Toronto, debatable, right? So a couple of spots there. I did find it interesting. I just, they've been in the news a lot lately because of the Damian Lillard signing. He did another press availability yesterday. It was at camp, I think. Yeah, and he was joking about the Drew Holiday Wi-Fi thing where he moved into Drew Holiday's house when he got traded to Brooklyn. And then there was video of him talking to Holiday before a game when they were in Milwaukee and Boston and complaining to him about how bad the Wi-Fi was in his house in Milwaukee. And Drew was telling him how to fix the Wi-Fi. There's a little funny anecdotes like that. It's very cool to see Dame back in a Blazer uniform or back in the city representing the organization. There are still massive questions that exist about where do they go from here. It's a pivotal year for them, man, for some of their young guys. And I found it interesting. Bontemps had him 10th out of 14.
He hates them.
Not a big fan of what they're doing right now.
He don't really hate them, but like when I've heard him talk about them,
he's got some dirt in him,
some contempt in his voice.
Like, why? Why are you doing this?
Almost more than like that. He's just like, I don't get what they're doing. I think it's stupid.
Back-to-back guards and top 10 picks, and then keep Anthony Simons. Does that make a lot of sense?
Yeah.
Clearly the Blazers, it didn't, because they just traded him.
Some good things. There's some things to be, you know, optimistic about. There's other things that it's very fair to say, I don't see it.
I think
we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to get Bontemps on the show at some point in the offseason. It'd be a good game.
This is summertime for a lot of guys. They get to vacation. When we get closer to the season, I absolutely am going to reach out to see if he can hop on.
So the rebuild is 10th, according to ESPN's Tim Bontemps. Let's get back into some college football stuff. An enemy of mine with a good point. Damn it, I hate when that happens. That's next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in. 9:19. Hope your Thursday mornings are going great. Sprague's going to rip his shirt off in the final segment of the show today. It's becoming a landslide poll question.
By the way, let me comment. There was a text that came in and said, Sprague, I don't know, Sprague is calling him a bust. You average 18. I'm not calling Shaden a bust. I'm just simply saying the idea that they may not get signed, like that rookie extension contract that you see some of these players get.
He has not gotten it yet.
Hasn't gotten it yet. Now, maybe he'll come to an agreement with a smaller deal than we thought just to say, all right, I'm going to work on the next bigger deal. It's just simply pointing out it has not quite popped the way we thought. That's what this year is for.
I mean, he was. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying he's a bust.
Both things can be true, right? Like he was fine. He's been good. He hasn't been terrible.
He shot 30% from three. Like you can tout.
And he was
benched
because he didn't play defense, which I disagree with. But he was benched,
right? Yeah. So like you can say, oh, he's not a bust. I'm not saying he's a bust.
Sure.
Yet,
how
but
many
he
of those
might be a bust for the organization? That doesn't mean he can't go on in his career.
Yeah.
To be a good player.
How many of those players in the top 10 have gotten extensions? Banchero has, obviously. Chet just did.
Jalen was drafted after him and did.
Jabari just got signed.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Keegan Murray got an extension in Sacramento.
Ooh, you know, he was weird this year. Let me look at the draft class. So what is that, 20?
This is 2022.
Okay.
Ivy in Detroit. Now, he's banged up most of the year, so I don't know.
He broke his leg last year, but they're really... Like,
they're high on him. He played well.
Yeah.
Mathurin in Indy, who's kind of a bench role reserve guy.
That hasn't gone well.
No. Although he's been a bit of a microwave for them in moments. And then after Sharp was Dyson Daniels in the Pelicans. Is he still there?
Yeah.
Who knows?
No. He's on Atlanta.
Sure, I'll take your word for it.
I think he won.
Can he win something?
Comeback player or most improved?
Dyson Daniels did this year?
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah.
Hold on, give me a second.
I clearly watch a lot of Atlanta Hawks basketball.
I want to make sure. Well, sometimes I say things. Give me a second here.
Okay, Google. Number nine is Jeremy Sochan, who got traded, I believe.
Yeah, he won most improved.
Dyson Daniels
did. He was good in Atlanta.
And then number 10 was Johnny Davis. You mentioned Jalen Williams, who was the 11th overall pick. Jalen Duren was in that draft.
I'm not seeing a Keegan Murray contract. So that was a good start. And then last year it was like, he's okay.
He got out. Yeah. And that was kind of sums up their organization a little bit, right? Like, I think both these things can be true. It still is. The hardest part that they're trying to figure out, and this is where I just kind of roll my eyes, it's some of the Dame stuff because the nostalgia is great. Having him back in a Blazer uniform is great. Like, he's not the face of a franchise kind of player anymore.
Oh, see, that's where I kind of disagree in this way. You're going to talk about the play.
From a marketing standpoint, a ticket standpoint, he can be.
He's the face of the franchise.
That doesn't win you anything, though. I'm talking about a face of a franchise that you build a team around.
Sure.
Who's the player that they're building around?
Based on what I've heard, Denny.
Okay. Who's a very good player. We all know he's not. That's, I think, the point that you're trying to make, though, on the shade and stuff.
So it's far, it's Denny. Not to say that can't change.
Right.
Or...
right now, you can make an argument he's the best player on the team, and that's fine. That tells you where you're at and how you need to get better, because Denny's a very good player. He's not a number one option on an NBA championship team.
Yeah.
If anybody sells you that, just laugh in their face. It's just not the case. And so I think to defend the take on Sharp a little bit, he's had moments. He's been good. He didn't shoot the ball great last year, percentage-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Points per game was solid. He was also benched for not playing a lot of defense. Again, I disagreed with that at the time because I wanted to play the young guys. Is he going to come off the bench all year this year?
Probably, unless there's an injury.
So you're going into a contract year in year four,
mm-hmm.
where you're trying to figure out, are we going to give this guy a $100 million contract?
Right.
And he's going to be a bench player. Because Scoot Henderson and Jrue Holiday are likely going to be your starting backcourt.
I mean, in an ideal scenario, what I would say is...
Your young guards would start, who you're trying to figure out if they can play in the NBA or not?
But if I told you it's year four and three of the two, I think in your mind you're like, that should be the start point. Like, that's your backcourt. But they went and got Jrue. Seems like he's going to start. And Dame next year, and we'll see what Scoot's season is... Dame Lillard re-signing with the Blazers, not going to start.
Sixth man?
You sure about that?
Sixth man?
So, like, you might have both be sixth men. And that's kind of my point.
That leads to the roster questions. And do you pay Shane Sharp? And what kind of contract is he going to get this year?
I guess what I'm trying to convey, and maybe I'm just not doing a good job, is the idea that potentially their third and seventh pick, those two, are just, they can't cut it. So what? Move on.
Like, let them walk.
That's not just like cool and move on. Like,
that's not good
that
business.
That needs to be talked about. Like, you whiffed seventh pick. Okay, I get it. There's seven picks that whiff all the third pick is a. They traded Dame. It led to the Dame trade, basically having that third pick.
That was a monumental
valuable
moment.
Commodity. And they said Scoot is such a can't miss prospect that we can't.
And
I'm not killing them for taking him. Everybody in the league basically would have done that.
Yes.
I'm just simply saying. Acting as if that's no big deal at all.
Ah, fine. Don't worry about it.
The third pick didn't work out. So what? Like, okay. And the seventh didn't potentially. Like,
how do you get a star? How do you get a player that you're going to build around? That's the biggest question that they're facing right now.
A lot of teams need that draft pick to hit. Yeah.
Yes. That's how you get out of this stuff. And if you whiff on draft picks, guess what? You're stuck in it a lot longer.
So maybe they sign guys or they trade their way out of this youth thing. Because Joe said it at the presser. This is win now.
Blazers are now
mode.
They're in win now mode.
Win now mode is how it was described.
That
right?
was the phrase that was used, Bob. Let's get to this. I hate when somebody who I shouldn't like brings up a good point. Damn it! It means I got to support him. Mm. That happened yesterday at Big Ten Media Days. And good old Jed Fish. How long, by the way, what's the name of the AD who left the Cougs? Is it Pat Chun?
Yeah.
Pat, I don't know if
he's
you saw
the current AD at UW.
Their airplane photo. Mm-hmm. They had one on their PJ going to Vegas, and it was Fish, Chun, and the three players in the back. Chun looked like his W was a little bit of a struggle because they got to do the West Coast W. You got to throw up your dubs.
Did he have to put his fingers together?
And that was
like,
my question of
hand?
Like, how long did it take him with his other hand to make his W? Because, you know, he's got old man hands. That doesn't happen quickly.
Can
I don't
you
even
do the W no problem, like by
I
with
can't.
The hand itself?
I can't do the solo dub. I don't ever want to do it because then people could screen grab it and then turn it into a thing.
There you go. Yeah.
So, can you dub it up?
Can you dub it up without using the other hand?
I don't know. Probably not.
But try.
Give it a shot. See what you got.
What, he scared
no.
of?
No, I can't do it.
He tried one for a second. He's like, no, I quit.
I could do like the alien thing. I could do that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could do that.
Spock?
I can't dub it up. Anyways, Jed Fish was on the PJ, and then he landed in Vegas, and he said this yesterday about college football scheduling.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we've got to do is we've got to figure out, is everyone going to play at the same playing field? I'm not interested in scheduling anybody that, you know, is in the Power Four if we don't have to. After, you know, our time is up, you know, we have Washington State, we have Colorado State, who went to a bowl game last year, and we have UC Davis, who won 11 games last year. Like, I mean, that's enough of a gauntlet when then you've got 9 other teams in our conference. So hopefully one day we get to a point that maybe we can have 9 conference games for all 4 Power Four programs, and then we have one more game, hopefully against the SEC. If it's not against the SEC, then let's play somebody in the region, right? Let's go play someone in the Big 12 or someone that was a former Pac-12 team, or the Mountain West, whatever it might be, and then figure out the other 2 games. But we've got to be a consistent organization, and having different people play with different rules and different schedules doesn't feel like there's any consistency.
It's always, again, repeating the theme that's kind of been coming out of Big Ten Media Day, and I will give them this. They sound like a buttoned-up political party right now. Almost every coach is kind of giving the same spiel, conference games, non-conference scheduling, playoff formatting.
Didn't you think the SEC did, too?
And the SEC did a great job. Yeah. You got to have all your soldiers in the same line, pulling on the rope in the same direction, and he is repeating one of the themes that we've heard throughout Big Ten Media Days, that they're taking shots at the SEC. Remember, there was the reports in the offseason that the Big Ten and the SEC were going to have that scheduling, you know, the Big Ten-SEC challenge.
Thing,
and the Big Ten's not going to do it until they play 9 conference games, and the Big Ten's not going to back off of their playoff demands of automatic qualifiers until the ACC the SEC goes to 9 conference games.
Yeah, first of all, I think he was going to reference Oregon State there because he already like plays Washington State, so he sat at another former Pac-12.
And then he said
team.
Mountain West, not Pac-12.
Yeah,
a little slimy.
That's okay. Yeah. It's kind of merged into something new anyway.
They should focus on beating the Cougs this year. They got to go to Pullman.
I mean, like, I get it. They're aligned. I think his overall point is fine and fair. I still hate it.
I
mean,
I do too.
We should be playing 4 non-Power 4 team. Like, no.
Nobody wants
stop.
To watch that. I enjoy people, by the way, I mistakenly said earlier in the show that Montana State was the national champion. They were not the national champion.
I think they were in the title
they
game.
They lost North Dakota State, I believe.
Oh, how could you forget?
How could I? You know, I
you should rip your shirt off for
I
that.
I should have remembered that. You want me to take my tarps off? You want to go tarps off? Last half hour of the show? Shirts and skins? You don't want to see what
you
I
would
got.
Take your shirt off and just sit there shirtless?
You don't want to see what I got going on over here, buddy.
We did do Cooling for a Cause in a cooler shirt.
We did. Shirtless. We did that. That was me and you, I think.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Yeah, you were gone. I was going to say you. You missed Cooling for a Cause one year.
I think it was running Hood to Coast, if
I was running
serves.
Hood to Coast.
You bastard.
And I will always run Hood to Coast.
He was
and
probably
on that
shirtless,
why
too.
Did we take our shirts off?
I think somebody was going to donate some, like...
The only shirtless run I do for Hood to Coast is the last leg.
On the beach?
No. I'm not on the beach.
I thought everybody ran the beach at the end.
Yeah, that's how it ends.
As a team. Like, you cross the finish line, I mean, that's the big
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, you do that, but okay. That's literally, like, 20 yards.
Oh, okay.
You don't get to the beach. Yeah, it's 20 yards of beach.
That's kind of bogus. I want a longer beach run at the end. You're running Hood to Coast.
You want to run more on sand?
Yeah, give me the sand run.
It's
barefoot.
Terrible.
Barefoot run.
No, the third leg is always the demon run is what we call. So it's shirtless, and there's no music allowed. It's just you with your demons fighting through the there physical aches and pain. That's all that is.
Getting through the wall.
It is.
Yeah.
You're just out there in the middle of nowhere, God country. You could do this. You're going to die.
A bunch of homeless people around
Which
you.
Which highway are you on? Are you like the
6?
6 or 8?
I think it's 6. Where's Mist? There's a camp set up for
it's
the
highway
coast.
8.
Okay, then it's that one. There's no cell service.
Right.
You don't get cell service till you're back to, by the time you're at Astoria, you don't.
Somebody stabs you, you're gone.
You're more worried about the eyes that are reflecting off of the light in the woods.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
And I saw that one year and I went, I hope that's a deer. I'm all alone.
Son of Sam.
Hey, bear. Hey, bear. I wouldn't know what to do if I saw a bear. Don't they tell you to not run, to be in a fetal position? But there's a part of me that's like, I think I can outrun you, but I'm probably lying to myself.
Yeah, you're probably lying.
Hey, bear.
Maybe Kenyon Sadiq could outrun a bear.
Yeah, he could probably outrun a bear. I just, on the Jed Fish point,
run away from a bear, you're supposed to go zigzag.
Yeah.
I thought that was an alligator.
He could hurdle over one.
I think those two.
Alligator couldn't catch me. I could outrun an alligator. I just hate that. I hate that football fans.
Such a bad take.
Lose here. Like, it sucks. Like,
oh, they absolutely. We've been losing in this.
Oregon playing Montana State in week one sucks. It sucks.
It's not exciting.
You're excited because it's the first game of the year, and then you get a quarter in, and you're like, unless it's Idaho, and they nearly beat you. You get like a quarter in, and it's 17-0.
Oregon State played that team in Providence a couple years ago. Be like, I don't know, Sprague. They could pull an upset. And I went to Providence. It was like 70-30 or whatever. I was just like, whatever
they
did that.
They should do that more often.
That was cool. It was a great experience. I left before the game was over because
it's a blowout.
Whooping their ass.
Washington opens with Colorado State and UC Davis in their first two games.
That's not exciting.
Just, you only get 12 of these. You're only guaranteed 12 of these a year.
Coming up next, the underrated player from Montana State.
Give me only good, relevant games in college football. That's the desperate need that we have, and I hope all coaches ask for. You don't need cupcakes. You don't need easy games. You don't need winnable games. Somebody had a quote at Big Ten Media Days. It was like, NFL teams don't play CFL teams in week 11.
That was Jed Fish.
Was that Jed Fish?
He said the NFL teams don't play CFL teams. I'm like, that's a great point.
Why are you playing Citadel in November?
Such a good
Imagine
point.
The Bills playing the Toronto Argonauts in week 14.
See, I think everybody else, especially, and I hope all the coaches come back to this take when it is that week in the SEC. And they're playing Troy and the Citadel and Georgia State and whatever. They need to hammer that home that week in all their press conference. Like, if I'm Tony Petitti, I am making that note. And whatever email I send to everybody the week before the final week of the season, figure out a way to bring that up in your weekly press conference.
Agree with you there. So let's get to a couple of NFL notes that I haven't gotten to yet, including a take that was cooked up in a lab. That seems like it's got some juice to it. We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5 minutes away from Sprague's tarp coming off. People are eagerly awaiting.
I guess.
This just days after you said it was douchey of him to be on his front porch grilling shirtless.
It is, yeah. Makes it even better.
Just verifying.
Walking around the office after the show is going to be great. I'm one time in our history of our show.
This one was bad.
After a Civil War bet.
I'll never be able to top this.
Somehow, I don't know how we came up with it, but the loser had to wear a cheerleader outfit. I don't even remember how we cooked that up.
Yeah, it was a cheerleader outfit. Like
you had to go to a sex shop and find a... A sexy cheerleader outfit.
Like one of those, like, loves.
From one of those gals that's thick with two C's, because I'm a big boy.
Double XL.
Yeah, big boy.
The gal on it. Yep. I was like, this is dirt size.
It's a big girl. He's a big boy.
Yep.
And it was still tight, a little tight. And I had to walk around the office and say hi to everybody in their office wearing a cheerleader outfit. So that was fun one day. Let's get to this. It was cooked up yesterday. We talked about Lanning mixing his ingredients together right in the kitchen. How about this take that got cooked up from our old friend Colin Cowherd on his show yesterday?
Okay.
This went viral.
Former friend of the program.
Former friend of the program, Colin Cowherd. This is one of those takes you see and you're like, oh my, oh. His take was essentially, the Browns unveiled new uniforms yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. They staged a guy falling into the water to make it go viral.
The new helmet.
They have a new brown helmet.
People were falling for this, and I'm like, it's the internet age, man. And then there was another angle where the mascot backs up and like reacts to the guy falling, and I'm like, this is the most staged thing I've seen.
Because everybody thought, oh, that's the most Browns thing of all time, and like, dude, the Browns did it on purpose, which is kind of douchey, but also smart of them.
Sure.
And the argument from Colin on his show yesterday is that Jimmy Haslam knows what he's doing, and he has a grand plan. Are you curious what the grand plan is over the next year?
Yeah.
The grand plan from Jimmy Haslam and the Cleveland Browns, according to Colin Cowherd, from the sources that he is talking to, is that the Browns are planning on being as bad as humanly possible this year. I don't think they're going to have to try to do that.
That's not a lot of effort.
Not a lot of effort from them. They will be bad. And after being bad, they want the number one overall pick. At which point they plan on drafting Arch Manning if he comes out.
I love that Arch Manning is out for these teams.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, what if he's not?
What if he's not great?
Nussmeier?
What if he comes back for another year? There's no guarantee. But their plan is to draft Arch Manning, and after drafting Arch Manning, making a change of head coach, and they're giving a phone call to Nick Saban.
Former DC of the Browns.
Former DC of the Browns.
We
just got the report last week. Greg McElroy said Saban's itching to get back into coaching.
Yep. So I was listening to Pate talk about this. I think he did a pod with Cannell. And he said, like, he didn't bring it up for nothing, but the NFL seems like the more likely scenario.
For Saban.
For Saban.
Yes.
I could see the Saban part. I mean, I also...
Number one overall pick is such a, like, you can plan it, but you're not going to...
You don't know, man.
Good luck. Like, good luck being the worst team in the NFL.
It doesn't work that way.
You'll be in the mix, but...
I guess my counter to Saban, because it seems ridiculous to question Nick Saban as a coach for your team, but, like, he's going to be 74 next year.
How many years has he got? How old's Pete Carroll?
They're the same age. Belichick and Carroll the same age.
73? 74?
I think they're 73. And my thing on Carroll was...
Carroll's 73. He's turning 74 in September.
So I get, like, Carroll's not the best hire you maybe could have found, but, like, if I'm the Raiders, I need stability and culture set.
Yeah, and Saban turned 74 in October.
And I view Pete Carroll as a two-year project for the Raiders, where maybe he gets him to a playoff in his last year. Maybe they even take that leap this year as a wild card team. But, like, I think that is a, let's get our ducks in a row, and he's part of that. Is Saban going to do that? Is Saban taking that jaw? I have a lot of questions about that, and it doesn't really track.
They have the concepts of a plan. Arch Manning and Nick Saban. Sounds great on paper.
I guess.
Will they get the number one overall pick? Will Arch Manning be good? Will Arch Manning come out of college?
Do you even think Arch Manning's coming out? Because I don't. I think he's going to be a four-year guy.
Yeah? What if he tears it up? Like, even if he's a Heisman finalist, he lives up to the hype, Texas wins a national title.
Well, okay.
Because we talk about the sport being wide open. I do think that's one caveat in college football this year. Like, if Arch Manning is what people think Arch Manning will be, Texas is going to be very difficult to beat.
If the pie in the sky scenario, and it's not inconceivable for Texas, if that happens, yeah, certainly. If he's a Heisman front runner and he puts up gaudy numbers.
40 and, tuds,
yeah,
running
around.
Yeah,
they win the SEC
great,
and they win the Nat. Like, yeah, probably at that point, I think financially you have to do it. But he's going to make
a lot of money.
He's going to be able to go back and say, you want me back? You want repeat?
$10 million? How's that sound?
Easy.
Easy.
Probably more than that. And they won't even report some of it.
So that's a big plan for Cleveland. Will it work out? Probably not, because they're the Browns, and nothing really ever works out for the Browns. But according to Cowherd, that is what they're attempting to do in the next calendar year. Mm. Saban and Arch Manning, combo platter, new helmets, ready, go.
You buy it?
I buy that they want to do it. Do I give them any chance of pulling either of them off? No.
Mm.
You want to hire a 74-year-old to be your head coach with a rookie quarterback?
What would you rather have, Arch Manning or
Arch
Nick Saban?
Manning. Without a doubt. Nick Saban's 74, going to be 74.
He was in a playoff last time we saw him.
Is he coaching until he's 80? You have an 80-year-old head coach? Who's the oldest head coach in the history of the NFL? How long did Shula hang on for?
I want to say it was Marv Levy.
Marv Levy?
I think Marv Levy coached.
Isn't Marv Levy still alive? He is. Marv Levy's 99 years old.
I was going to say, I don't know.
I think Marv was close to 80
he's 99.
When he retired.
Coaching results, he was 72. His last year in Buffalo.
Yeah, wasn't Belichick the oldest coach?
1997
well, I think it's
was
Carroll
the last now. Year. Now it's
well,
Carroll.
Yeah, yeah, I guess he's back. So
I thought Marv was closer to 80 when he.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like he looked incredibly old.
Well, he kind of looked the same age for a long time.
He did. He was in Buffalo from 86 to 97, from when he was 61 to 72 years old.
What a run.
So, no, even though it's a question mark, I would rather take Arch Manning because he's younger.
So, why would you rather have Arch Manning as your quarterback or Nick Saban as a coach right now?
Arch Manning.
Yeah.
If I'm starting.
You're just rolling the dice on the unknown.
If I'm starting
I love that.
My franchise from scratch, I'm not trying to maintain something.
Sure.
Or
Saban makes sense in a like.
Buffalo.
Exactly. You fall short again. You have Allen. Like,
if
dude, we need
if
something.
I'm looking
go
for
hire
a
him
guy
for 2 years.
To put my team over the top.
So if Buffalo falls and fires McDermott, are they hiring him?
I'd kick around
I'd
the tires
give him
a them.
Phone call.
Yeah. But I agree with Zach. Totally different than a
but
rookie quarterback.
But if I'm starting from the cellar. Give me a quarterback I think is going to be the dude for a decade.
And an offensive-minded head coach to build around. Yeah. Tarps off, poll questions, wrap it up on a Thursday next on The Fan. What are we watching tonight? What have we got on the tube? You're going to be working, Swag.
No, he's off today.
I'm off
tonight. That's right. It's Thursday.
Touché. Specialty day.
So, yes, specialty day.
What do we got on the tube tonight?
Good question.
Can
good
I watch question. Some? Oh, actually, no. MLB Network's not on YouTube TV,
no,
so I can't
it's
watch
not.
That either.
It's been
You've got
bummer.
A limited baseball schedule, travel
not
day for a lot
of teams.
Not
much going on today, yeah.
Mariners and Angels.
Yeah,
are
Braves
the
Rangers
game.
Is tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'll probably have no sports tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
There's only one WNBA game.
Hmm. Not a lot on the docket. It's kind of a dry Thursday.
Yeah, it's, well,
sure.
I got three.
Oh, maybe it was one yesterday.
Sparks Sun, Aces Fever, Storm Sky.
Ah, Aces Fever could be interesting.
Are my Fever wearing the Stranger Things uniforms anytime soon?
Ooh,
those
I don't
are
know
pretty
when
badass.
That's supposed to happen.
That's one of the smartest marketing uniform brands I've seen in a long time.
Going to the Storm game next week.
Are you really?
Yeah, Friday.
Nice.
Driving
cool.
up.
Driving up.
But those
game.
Are all. Those are all early. The Storm Chicago game's the late game. That's 5:30.
Is my gal Caitlin Clark back in the lineup yet?
I have
or
not.
She's still
heard.
Out.
I don't believe she's back yet.
Okay. All right.
They're going to take the time with that one.
I mean, that's smart. Yeah. You know, a lot of money.
Playoff
there.
Time, baby.
That's right. We got to build for that. Let's get to a couple of quick poll questions, and then we'll see what the final results end up being.
God, it's ridiculous.
That's earlier in the show. We asked the poll question. Let's see, Pop-Tarts. Was Pop-Tarts yesterday? Did we do that yesterday?
Yeah, what was the result?
What was the
final
result?
Results on that one. Do you trust somebody who doesn't like a Pop-Tart? 54% of you say no, you do not.
Wow.
88% of you
don't trust them.
Do not trust them.
Yeah.
So
amen.
54% of you don't trust me.
Amen.
88% of you say a 6-3 conference record in college football is not great.
Amen.
Good,
not great.
73% of you, final answer, do not watch Hard Knocks on HBO still.
Yeah, look at this.
First trailer came out yesterday. I did get excited. Today, what's the bigger story? Justin Fields having a toe injury or salmon sperm being used as skincare?
Mm.
Your results. Now, again, plenty of time to vote on this. 73% of you say salmon sperm skincare.
Yeah, thank you.
Is the bigger story than
slight
Justin
dislocated
Fields.
Toe? He'll be fine week one.
Now,
like,
which
yeah,
celebrity will jump on the endorsement first?
Well, I believe multiple already have it. And by the way, they don't call it sperm.
Well, of course,
they have a word for it.
It's salmon DNA.
Oh, okay. I mean, it is their DNA. Makes sense.
Yeah.
We have one of our P1s, Jordan, texting in earlier about how it's actually pretty easy to get. They just kind of...
harvest it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a
different word. What's a salmon ween look like? Is that a weird question?
That's not a weird question, because that's all I'm thinking about right now.
Is it?
Where is it?
Oh.
Where does it go? Does it...
I know how to gut a fish, so I know where that part is, but you know, I guess I've never seen the other part.
I've never seen the other part. Hmm. And should Brandon Sprague try and rip his shirt off Hulk Hogan style in the last segment of the show today, 80% of people are saying, hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah.
What are you going to do when the Spraguester comes for you, brother? So I got to rip my shirt off?
We're running out of time here, Bob.
Hey, you got about 2 minutes. We got two about and a half 2 minutes.
How much time do you need? Do you need to warm
I don't
up
know.
Your...
What if this goes horribly wrong? What now, if I don't rip it?
Listeners did bring up a good point that the Hulkster, one, his of all the shirts that he ripped,
it
were
was
all
always
were rippable t-shirts.
Cut. They were already,
and they were already cut.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In your defense, if you're not able to do
I
it.
I see a pair of scissors right
I'm not going to
the
use them.
Of...
We're going to try this Raw Dog
oh,
stuff.
Okay.
Raw Dog ripping of
Can
the
Can I get
shirt.
The theme music playing? His like bed music in the background?
Pull that up to wrap up today.
Oh, God.
Part of me hopes that your family's not watching or listening at all today, and you just show up at the house.
With no shirt?
With no shirt on.
They're kind of used to it right now. I've been going shirtless a lot in the winter.
What the hell happened to you at work today? Yeah, you don't want to know.
All right. We'll try this. Am I in the YouTube camera?
Hold on. Give me a second. Yeah, I think you'll be okay.
Can I stand?
Yeah, you can stand up. You'll be all right.
He always does like the...
Yeah, you move your microphone closer to you.
What? Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
He always does like the shaking. Like yes. That's kind of his like rally cry to get everybody to root for him again. Turning it around.
Is he, you got
to
do the ear thing. You got to do the ear thing.
Ah! 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 I can't get it. Stop ripping. I'm doing it. Scissors. I'm scissors. Ah! Ah! I look ridiculous. Why did I do this? It didn't rip. I know I Hulk would cut it a little bit. Wasn't easy. Unbelievable.
That is fantastic.
Shirtless.
That's one of the best things that's ever happened on the history of this show.
I'm shirtless.
Brandman is bringing up a good point. It's a family show, dude. Put your shirt on, all right? Cover it up.
Hulk Hogan used to sell vitamins to kids.
Cover it up. What the hell's the matter with you?
Walk around, hey, kids, you want vitamins?
You can walk home and say, I cut this shirt up the way you cut up my master's towel when you walk into the house today. That'll do it for us, folks. Woo! Brian Abraham, USCFootball.com. Great preview on the Trojans. Big year for Lincoln Riley. Go check it. 1051.com. 1051thefan.com. 1051thefan on Twitter. We'll tweet it out as soon as we're done here. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm with Harrison Moring is next. You're listening to the Fan Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.